In 31 days, we can make enormous progress. We can allow, from the outside, supernatural grace, supernatural mercy, change us. Sometimes we have held inside of us, well, the sin issues and the fear issues and whatever else. And we can bring before the Lord Jesus Christ sin issues, failure issues, fear issues. But let me tell you another one. Brokenheartedness. I mean, I'm talking about hurt. I'm talking about pain. I'm talking about in the midst of this ragged edge of a world, we sometimes fall into great pain in relationships. I mean, things tear us apart. Family members die. People reject us. Things happen at work. Somebody abuses us. Some pain can be so deep. There's so many different things we can do. We can get angry when we have a lot of pain. We can get angry and not know what to do with it. We can get angry and bury the hurt and the pain. And it can be way deep down inside of us, and we think that we've got it out of sight, out of mind, but we realize that when other issues come up, we just simply transfer the pain or the response to that pain. Anger on somebody else, shouting at somebody else, afraid of somebody else, not willing to go as far as we used to. Pain can cripple us if it's not dealt with. I mean, we can see somebody in a wheelchair because their legs, something's wrong. We can also see somebody in an emotional wheelchair, crippled because of pain and not knowing what to do with it. And many times it begins in childhood when things occur. And as a child, we don't know how to handle pain. Again, anger, bury it. How about bitterness? How about the concern of Ephesians chapter 4 when God says, be angry, but don't sin. And don't let the sun go down on your anger. And give the devil a foothold. See, the devil doesn't care. He looks for pain. He looks for the anger. He looks for the bitterness. He looks for those things inside of us that are undealt with, where we feel that we've been cheated, robbed, lied to, injustice, whatever it may be. He loves to come and pick on that. Make us more angry. Get us to do something. Say things. Act out things. Be destructive. I mean, undealt with pain, well, it alone is a pain. It alone brings us to sadness. Now, you and I have probably read Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. That involves a healing process. That involves tender, loving care. That involves, with great kindness, God speaking to us. That involves God being able to reach into the pain and be able to pull it out. Like a splinter stuck deep in the skin. Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Yes, you can take yourself right before the throne of grace. Yes, you can take all your pain, all your hurt, all your complaint. Tell the Lord everything, how you feel. You don't have to bottle your feelings up. You don't have to bottle your pain up. He is really there to listen. Sometimes people say, hey, it's good to get things off your chest. And many times we're afraid to share with anybody else. But in God's presence, in light of the Word of God, in light of the Spirit of Christ, in light of the nearness, the inseparable presence of the living Christ, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. How about Psalm 109:16? It deals with the evil and it deals with those who don't care about kindness. About those who don't care about the needy and the brokenhearted. Now that's going to be a fact of life. There's going to be people out there that will never say they are sorry. Dear Christian, hand them over to God. Just simply release them. Forgive them as God in Christ has forgiven you. Take a read again, Ephesians chapter 5, the very beginning. Or the very end of chapter 4 and the beginning of 5. Put it all together. Yes, you've got the Spirit of Christ living in you. And you can just by act of obedience forgive them, hand them over. Just simply hand them over to Jesus Christ at the throne of grace and mercy. Let him take care of it. Let him deal with the individual. Let him do whatever. Don't tell God what to do. Don't tell him to, you know, just hand him over and release forgiveness as God has totally forgiven you. We've broken the heart of God. We've grieved the Spirit of God. We're the ones that made Jesus weep as he did outside of Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, how often he would have gathered us. God has a heart. Lazarus is dead and in the tomb. Jesus wept. So when I read Psalm 147:3, again, the testimony and declaration is, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And if I could just take you to one more place. In Mark's gospel, as Jesus begins to just all of his ministry, he's pouring out salvation, calling individuals to come. And in this calling to come, repent, and believe the good news, well, something happens. Something happens right there in that chapter. The scripture tells us in chapter 1, and I encourage you to read the entire chapter to see the full ministry of Jesus. But a man with leprosy came and he begged him on his knees. Now obviously it's painful emotionally, let alone the physical deterioration and destruction. Verse 41 reveals this about God in human flesh, seeing the physical and obviously the emotional pain. And the Word of God says, filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Immediately, the leprosy left him and he was cured. You think that guy just stood there and walked away? Or do you think that guy was filled with joy? Do you think that guy's emotions was filled and packed? I'm telling you that as I have brought pain before God, brought my issues before God, brought injustice before God, laid it out before God, and gave it over to him and sought him, I experienced the nearness of God. I experienced his speaking into my life, and I experienced his ability to lift, to bring an answer to my life, to bring an answer in the midst of the prayer. As I seek the Lord, as I draw near, I can take sin, I can take fear, I can take failures, and he has an answer for all of it, and I can take the deepest of pain. I don't want to hold on to it. I want the one that is infinite and personally compassionate over the issues of my life. If he needs to deal with the people that have harmed me, let him do that. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I want to release them. I want grace to flow out. I want to be able to forgive and release and say, Lord, they're in your hands. I commit them to you. But I ask you to come in and bring healing to me and strength to me. I don't want to be crippled. I don't want to have anger. I don't want to live in fear. I don't want to live out of hurt. I'm going to come through this. And when I do, and find the compassion the presence, the power, the wisdom of God. Well, then I'm filled with an incredible awe concerning what Jesus continues to do in my life. Continues to reach into the depths of my life. He didn't leave you out there to be beaten forever. He didn't leave you out there to be left in pain forever. He didn't abandon you. But in this fallen world and in spiritual warfare and where there is a devil that loves to hurt us and where there's people in the world that sin against us and sometimes even our own sin, we have reaped what we have sown. And when we've repented and there's pain and there are other, whatever the issue is, you know what? I don't know what your issue is, but Jesus does. You can take it to Him. He's near and heals the brokenhearted. Hey, this is Russ, ShadowTheDarkness.net.